never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Craig. Remember that. I forgot already. I think I did. I don't remember what day it is. Oh, it's Tan. It's Tan Line Tuesday. That's how I figured it out. Yeah. Chris from Needles, California sent some photos this morning, and I remembered. Oh, yeah, it is Tuesday. How was your weekend?
It was lovely.
All right. Lovely's cool. Anybody die on the Deadpool?
Yeah.
Who?
Phil Spector.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus. How many people had him?
Forgot about him.
35 or so.
Okay. How'd he die? I know he's been in prison for a long time. Now.
COVID.
Oh, was it COVID? I saw a story. Granted, he's a horrible guy, and I saw Jake Tapper took the time out to post photos of the actress he killed. Basically, he said that's his legacy. Yeah, of course it is. But his legacy is also the Wall of Sound. And if you can't listen to the Wall of Sound, you're not listening to anything. Really, you're not. I mean, the guy invented the Wall of Sound. And this is one of those situations where people have to separate the horrible things somebody does with their talent. You have to. You just have it. What are you, not listen to a Phil Spector song? That's like the 60s.
Yeah.
That's like anything that came out in the 60s. Yeah, Phil Spector had a lot to do with that, you know. He produced everybody. But anyway, he did kill somebody, and that's a horrible thing. And at least he paid for it. You know, unlike a lot of people are still walking around and don't pay for their crimes, you know.
That he did.
30-some had him?
Yeah, 35 maybe. 35 players had Phil Spector. We'll get to them here after a bit.
You know the actress he killed in? I didn't realize she was in this bit part. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Remember when the geeky science teacher introduces his wife at the prom? His gorgeous blonde wife. Remember?
That's her?
That's her.
Huh.
That's her.
Yeah. That was just on this weekend.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, I did see it was on.
I was watching a little bit of it.
Yeah. You know what I can't stop? What I cannot turn away from anymore, and my wife hates it, Point Break.
Oh, yeah. Why would you?
It's just, and it's one of those movies.
Not the reboot.
No, the original.
That's heresy. Yeah.
I tried to reboot for like a half hour. It was brutally bad.
I sat through the whole thing. It was terrible.
Yeah. The original is so good. Everybody's so young. The music, everything just about it is so hip and so cool.
He's not coming back.
And it holds up, too. You know, it doesn't feel dated. It really doesn't for some reason.
Over the weekend, I'd never seen American Beauty in its entirety.
Oh, what a great movie.
And after we talked to Mina Savari.
I'm glad you watched it.
I sat down and watched American Beauty in its entirety.
Amazing movie. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That won Best
Picture.
Yeah,
it did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it did. Yeah.
You talk about a collection of miserable characters.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. It's not the
absolutely.
What a great story, but every one of those characters is miserable.
It's not a happy film.
Not at all.
No, don't go into the feel-good story. but it's really good. I mean, everybody in it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Benning's in it. Peter Gallagher's in it. That's right. And a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Peter Gallagher's the guy she's banging.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know Kevin Spacey's kind
Servino,
of a creep.
Mira Sorvino, by the way, is 19, so she's prime.
She might have been 18 when they shot that movie.
Either way, she's illegal.
I mean, I can still.
And we were a lot younger too.
Kevin Spacey's a creep, but
he's great.
He's a great actor. That movie.
Perfect example. Grabs unwanted boys' asses. I mean, teenage boys. He likes the men.
You mean they don't want him to?
Right.
Right.
Great actor.
He is.
Kevin Spacey's a great actor.
He is. Yeah. I mean, he probably will never work in that capacity again.
No. Maybe not. Maybe not.
That was a great film, and he was great in that film.
Yeah, I like watching him. Yeah. All right, Craig. Anybody else horrible?
Any other horrible people who happen to be really talented die?
Yeah.
Probably. But none that made news that I saw.
That's right.
So. Lana Clarkson was the actress he killed.
Yeah.
I saw, I think Augie Smith, our comedian buddy, put a little tribute to her on his Facebook
cool.
page.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Because people kind of forget about her.
Jake Tapper did, too. That's when I first saw it.
Greg did not appreciate fat Packer fan jokes texted over the weekend.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
But they got the best team of the Final Four left, Craig.
But I noted that.
No, I don't know. The Chiefs are just as good. If healthy Mahomes, Chiefs, Packers are the two best teams. But anything can happen. That's why they play the game. Are you nervous? Well, you got Brady. I think you won the Saints for sure.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
Mainly because Brady's played outside. Puss had a good point last week. Brady's played outside. Gronk's played outside. A lot.
And Brady's made a career of breaking hearts.
Yeah, but, and snow and cold weather doesn't bother Brady.
Nobody's playing better football right now than the Green Bay Packers. Yeah.
My hope is that the snow and the cold bother the other 51.
Yeah.
Let's just hope.
The Rams were pretenders, though. Packers destroyed them, but the Rams sucked, I thought.
9,000
people. But the Packers destroyed them.
In Lambeau?
Yeah, eight and a half, something like that.
So usually they go by chins, and you couldn't see because everybody was wearing a mask, but I think maximum capacity there is 19,000 chins.
Oh, no, no. It's more like probably 160,000 chins.
No, the average Packer fan only has 2.3 chins.
I know, and that place holds like 88,000.
Oh, yeah, on a normal weekend.
Full capacity would be somewhere close to 200,000 chins.
So it'd be 44,000.
So with 9,000 in there, 9,000 people and 18,000 to 19,000 chins, that's only 10%.
Yeah, I think it's 88,000, I think, is now the capacity of that stadium.
Packers Chiefs, Craig, you nervous? That's going to be your Super Bowl.
Well,
although I think the Bills,
if Mahomes plays,
he'll play. Yeah. They ain't keeping his ass out.
No, they're not.
There's no way the NFL would say
no. The NFL is not going to listen. They're going to. You're right. It's not. He's like, we have to give him another date. No, we don't.
No,
I'm with you on that. He's going to play.
He's the face of the league.
Yes, he is.
They're not going to play a game without him unless they absolutely have
to. Well, if he had another kind of injury, but not concussion, he'll play.
No,
right. Yeah.
Well, let's hope it affects him if he does.
No, go Chiefs.
Nah, go Bills. Yeah. I'm a big Bills fan.
Well, I'm a Bills fan if the Packers lose. I'm bandwagon.
And you'll have that option.
I know.
The NFC game's first.
I was afraid I wouldn't have that option, Puss, because I looked ahead of time for that reason. I'm thinking, I hope the NFC game's first. That way I have an option on the second game.
Yep.
Because I did see idiotic Chief fan on social media. So it's very easy to turn on them, and I will if the Packers.
You'll have that moment about 5:30 Sunday night.
I'll be able to switch.
Where you'll be able to.
Switch or not.
Switch if you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if the Packers win, I want the Chiefs to win. Although the Bills are tough, man. That's the first time I really watched the Bills. They're really good.
Yeah, I don't
Bills
think I
fans
saw.
Did a nice thing.
What'd they do?
Yeah, this is funny. I love when they do this stuff.
They donated more than $360,000 to the Blessings in a Backpack charity that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is involved with.
That they knocked out of the game.
They knocked him out of the game. And so the so-called Bills Mafia, as they are called, went on the Twitter to encourage donations, which, after Jackson left early with the injury, Jackson tweeted his appreciation of the gesture, adding it means a lot to the kids. It will benefit. This gives meals to kids who often rely on school for food.
That's cool. He took the high road. I mean, still a donation.
Well, the fans did.
Yeah, but it's also, it's a backhanded donation, which is fine.
He'll take the money.
Of course he will. That's why I thought Jackson taking the high road was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He could easily said, screw you, I don't want your donations. I did see that apparently, one more sports thing here quick.
Watson.
Yeah. There's a big march. He wants to have a big march to keep him there, and he's telling Texas fans, "Don't do that. We're in a global pandemic. Do not do that." Basically saying it's not going to help. I want out of here.
Oh, I thought more. It's because of waste of your time.
No. He's not going there. He's not saying that. He's saying it because he doesn't want people to march because of the global pandemic.
And he's probably
he's begging him not. He's not going to resign.
He's not going to hang around.
Yeah, but he also cares about people dying from COVID. Is that still around?
That's still bothering you?
Yeah. That's what I think of when I see or hear people that are idiots. Did you see the story? I think I texted you guys this out. I have to ask Dr. Mean about this. I mean, there's a cause and effect thing, but it was actually in a real article, real newspaper. It wasn't like it was a quack doctor. The melatonin might help you not get it. About 20%, 20-25% or something like that. I read that article I sent you guys on Twitter or on the Facebook.
Did you read to the bottom?
Yeah, but still, there's a cause and effect. I'm sure it's a poo-poo thing, but, whatever.
Well, Russell Ryder, professor.
I take melatonin, so what the hell, man?
Yeah. Russell Ryder, professor of cell systems and anatomy at the University of Texas at San Antonio, has studied the impacts of melatonin for decades. And aside from promoting sleep, melatonin works as an antioxidant and can reduce inflammation in the COVID patients. He said some research has indicated melatonin reduces the severity of other viruses, like the flu. Now, scientists at the Cleveland Clinic have discovered that it's a potential way to help prevent or treat the COVID. The lead researcher, Dr. Chang, and his team used artificial intelligence looking through a COVID registry that included nearly 27,000 people. They found that people who take the melatonin are nearly 28% less likely to test positive for the COVID. The difference is even more significant for African Americans. They say that melatonin usage is associated with a 52% reduced likelihood of a positive lab test for COVID in African Americans.
Reminder, though, it does make you tired. I take it four to five nights a week, and the other two nights are vodka usually.
It does a little bit more than just help people sleep, and it can also regulate the immune system. Other studies have shown that melatonin reduces chronic and acute inflammation. New clinical trials are now underway to see how much it helps patient outcomes in COVID treatments.
So it's the antioxidant and the anti-inflammatory qualities.
Yeah, the inflammatory. Good. Yeah, the inflammatory stuff also helps you. Like you said, Craig said, you might not test even positive for it
with the immune system.
Yeah, whatever. 20%, 20%. That's pretty damn. I'll take that. Trying to do everything before the shots, you know. They were apparently this was part of a study. You know, you think about it. They were trying to figure out. Ever since COVID happened, they've been doing a lot. Anything over the counter, anything they've been testing to see if it might have an effect. Anything, and this came up, melatonin. So they probably tested ibuprofen, any kind of over the counter drugs. People not normally for COVID.
Well, they have
apparently they gave Trump this when he was there.
Plenty of cases.
Whatever happened to him, by the way?
And sleep for me all the way down.
Whatever happened to that guy?
How many COVID cases do we have in this country now? What's the count?
Millions.
25 million?
Yeah, yeah.
Close to?
Yeah. It's crazy.
So you can try everything.
Right. Well, they had time. Yeah. Take the melatonin.
Since your story, Craig, North Dakota's kicking ass when it comes to the vaccines.
We're not. We're down the 29th now. Nebraska.
May have something to do with the fact that, you know, there's not a lot of population in North Dakota, but apparently...
Well, there's not a lot of population in Nebraska either, Todd.
People are cooperating.
Right. They're not here. And our governor sucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of sucky governors out there.
There are. Yeah.
But hopefully we can get some kind of national plan going.
Oh, and maybe tomorrow.
That would be helpful.
Yep. Yep. That's in the works. I did see this woman, because I was bitching last night, every time they do a story about allergic reactions, and they apparently stopped some dosage in California, and I'm thinking, I realize it's news, but they make it bigger news. They always go, but, you know, they want to keep you there, but it could cause so they found a woman who had an allergic reaction, and she said, yeah, you know, it was really rare, I got it, but please get it. She goes, COVID is worse than what I had. It was pretty cool. They found somebody that actually was put down by this reaction and said, no, I got it, but, you know, please, you go get it.
Yeah, it's not some allergic reaction that hangs with you the rest of your life.
Or kills you so far.
Exceedingly stupid people in the health department of Coffee County, Kansas.
Oh, my God.
All four nurses working in the health department won't give people the vaccine.
How come?
The health department administrator there says that the staff's not comfortable with that. It's a new technology we've never seen before.
Shots? Shots?
The mRNA vaccines.
It's in a shot. It's in a tube. You can shoot them.
Well, I mean, before it gets to the tube. That kind of thing. That
God, they are stupid. Where's Coffee County, Kansas?
Between Kansas.
It's south of Topeka.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Between Kansas City and Wichita.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even western Kansas?
Close to.
No. You could do Topeka, Wichita, and then this place in a triangle.
Okay. You're stupid, people.
Exceedingly.
Yeah. They won't give it? Well, then bring them up here.
No, so they have to bring in other nurses.
Oh.
to do it.
Oh,
Now then, I did hear.
Yeah, because they're plentiful right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what. Here's the deal with one story that I heard on NPR about nurses, and this one particular nurse said that she's working all kinds of hours, and what would happen is they would these hospitals, they need nurses, and so they bring in extras.
I saw that. Yeah.
Well, they cost more.
Yep.
They get more money per hour. And so this one woman said that she was working at one point, at her old job at $33 an hour, which, is all fine, well and good. But she was hearing stories from these women, these nurses that were coming in from other places and they were now making a lot more money. She's now making $66 an hour going elsewhere to work. The trouble with that is
you lose your other gig goes away. Right?
Well, not so much that, but the people that were already there still making their $33 an hour or less.
Everybody's bitching.
Now everybody's bitching. Oh, they've got the original stress and whatnot that they were dealing with. Now they got people coming in making twice as much money as them, doing exactly the same thing or not knowing as much because it's not their place.
Oh, Jesus.
Those sorts of things. Nothing that we can do about that.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
It's just one of the things that's going on.
You need
now.
Extra people to come in. They have to pay them more.
It
is what it is.
Exactly. And you can't blame people. I'm doing the exact same job you are, and you're making twice as much as I am.
Yeah, but you can't. What are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
And what are these other people supposed to do? Okay, I'll take less.
Well, and you're right. And they can't pay them less because they actually need people if they want to get this thing under control. This whole money thing that comes into Evolve right now, some a-hole got a hold of us on Twitter saying, now it's going to cost us more money for COVID. People are going to have to start paying for more. I said, you're okay with tax cuts? But now you're worried about, it was some Republican. So now you're worried about helping people live? Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third biggest U.S. lottery jackpot.
When you said $66 an hour, there's a guy yelling out, I wish I made $66 an hour.
Well, there's 100 guys, there's thousands of guys saying, I wish I made $33 an hour.
Okay, become a nurse then. Certain gigs pay more.
Yes, they do. Third biggest U.S. lottery jackpot on the line tonight. Estimated $850 million for the Mega Millions drawing. Cash prize, $628.
You should calculate these odds. What are the odds you catch COVID going into a gas station to buy the tickets compared to what your chance of winning this is? Don't you think that's interesting?
I like that.
Yeah. What are your chances of catching COVID inside a gas station?
Better than winning the lottery.
Of course they are.
I'm guessing.
Even if you're there 3 minutes, it's just you and the guy. Right. Well, you're going to be standing in line. Calculate that, Push, if you can.
Yeah.
You need to do some. Yeah.
I was on the phone. What's the math I'm asking?
Calculate, because the Mega is still out there tonight, right? Nobody won either one, right?
Correct.
So the ones tonight. What are your chances of catching COVID going into a gas station to buy one compared to winning it? They don't know, probably, because they haven't done the COVID one. But I guarantee you, you're a better chance of catching COVID going into a gas station than you do winning the lottery.
Oh, I would guess it's way better chance.
Way better, yeah.
New York authorities say that a deranged naked man attacked random people in the subway. The incident happened at the Central Park subway station Saturday afternoon. The naked man reportedly pushed a man under the tracks for no reason, and when another person tried to help him out, the naked man pushed him under the tracks as well and then jumped in and started fighting.
I said that was going to be a deranged naked man, not a lucid naked man.
Well, it's January, Todd. It's cold. Yeah. If you're in your right mind, you probably put some clothes on. Yeah.
So you say the lucid man, there's a chance the lucid man pushed a couple people onto the tracks, jumped in, and started fighting?
He sounds deranged to me.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep. During the fight, the naked man made contact with the subway's third rail. He's dead now.
Oh.
Oh.
You don't touch the third rail.
Read to the bottom. Great, Craig.
The two other men were uninjured. Perhaps the more important part of the story is that the MTA said that there were delays on the line as a result.
Man,
clean up on aisle one.
They had to smell burnt junk too, by the way. Out in the open there, your pants aren't keeping that smell in. Did his balls just blow right off? That's an ump picture.
You have to assume.
Yeah, if your balls are hanging out, you touch a third rail, your balls just blow right off.
So all your fingers extremities? And toes should be blown off, is what you're saying?
Yeah, your extremity. You heard that before.
I haven't.
Yeah.
But blew his balls clean off.
Blew his balls
No eyewitness accounts of his balls being blown all over the subway
station.
Any.
That's just bad reporting.
Yeah, there was a guy on the platform. He said this.
Cool balls, dude. As they flew past his head.
Or into his head. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.